Yeah, well, I think we'd like to follow up just a bit on the pigs per litter. New record for the third quarter, 10.39 pigs per litter. Again, the productivity gains are back with us on that, at least on that measure, pigs per litter. And as Victor said, really a victory, I guess, over PED and very strong recovery. You know, I tend to view the current expansion is really a disciplined expansion, particularly because I have seen historically how the industry responds to profitability. And we had extremely high profitability, of course, because of the PED virus a year ago in the spring and the summer. And really the industry has been very disciplined in its expansion. I think it probably goes back to the fact that industry participants knew it was kind of an outlier last year, that profitability, and they just were not willing to expand too much. So I think what we see as we go forward is an industry that has expanded about as much as it can without getting into losses. Or that says that our rare event for an economist when supply and demand are reasonably in equilibrium at a price level that it allows all costs to be covered. Just follow up a bit on that cost structure as we look at calendar years 15 and 16. My projections are that calendar year 16 corn prices are going to be about 25 cents a bushel higher than this year, 15. And I think this is the general tone to corn prices for some improvement or some higher prices over time. Again, these are low prices compared to where we've been. But the advancement really is in the soybean meal side, where we finally have a very good crop of soybeans in the United States this year, followed by very good crop last year, bringing those meal prices down. So I have meal for the 16 calendar year down about $26 over 2015. And what this tends to do, well, we've got a little higher cost of corn for next year, lower meal, keeps the cost at the lowest level we have seen on hog production since 2007. So certainly that is a very strong positive. And when you're looking at profitability, it obviously is both price of hogs as well as the revenues. In terms of profitability, then, we're looking at ending up this year, 2015, very close to break-even. And break-even covers all costs. That includes depreciation, full depreciation on buildings and equipment, and full labor recovery. So break-even gives what we call a normal return to all of the assets that are employed. For next year, 2016, at this point, this report, and the cost that we're budgeting, say, just about the same thing. We'll see some break-even overall. We'll see some profitability next in the second and third quarter, and see some modest losses in the first and the fourth quarter, which is pretty traditional for those cooler weather months to see lower hog prices.